Hi everyone, this is Darusha, and welcome to the beautiful red log number 5. A bunch of stuff has happened in the last while. Some of it to do with Beautiful Red. I'm not sure whether you can hear in the background the sound of bells ringing out a song, but that's because I live somewhere else now. I moved onto a boat at the beginning of October, and that's presented some interesting challenges. There's a ferry that goes by here around 10 o'clock, and you might actually hear the horn in a bit. And there's a carillon that that plays on the hour. Well, actually, on every 15 minutes, it goes bong, and then on the hour, it plays a song. So that creates some interesting challenges when doing recording and things like that. But other than that, moving on to the boat's been a lot of work, but it's been absolutely wonderful. I'm very happy to be here. So life is good. It's cold today, though. There's frost on the docks, so I'm a little chilly here. So that's what's going on with me. With the podcast, I was very excited to see a lively discussion between a couple of regular posters, Charlie Hardman and Mr. Tweedy, on episode 10. That was very exciting. That nobody needs to worry. The story is done. The story is written. The story's been written for a while. So you can talk about it all you want, speculate all you want. You're not going to influence the outcome. But I'd love to actually hear and read what's going on in people's minds as they hear the story and try and figure out what's going on and what that means for characters and stuff. I come from the sort of the poetry world and originally, and I have a very strong belief that much of the content of a text exists between the point after the author's finished with it, and it actually has to do with readers' interpretations of the work. So certainly there's things that actually happen and that I believe happen, but I really like to know what people think about stuff. It's very cool for me. So keep it up. If you've got if you want to argue with people in the comments, you just go right ahead and do that. It's not going to bother me in the least. And if you've got opinions and ideas about what the characters are doing, bring it on. Absolutely fantastic. So keep it up. So definitely keep up the comments and the emails. I love to hear that. Readership, or I guess listenership, is going up steadily, and love to see that keep going up. So definitely tell your friends and blog about it. People have been doing that. It's good. I haven't mentioned it yet, but there's a little PayPal donation button on the site there, and someone pushed that button recently. So thanks very much for that. It's quite exciting to have people respond in every way that they do to the work. So makes me very happy. Speaking of writing, I am a participant in National Novel Writing Month. In fact, Beautiful Red started its incarnation as a NaNoWriMo novel. For those of you who aren't familiar, National Novel Writing Month is not, in fact, national. It's international. I live in Canada, not the U.S., which is where NaNoWriMo was started. And what it is it's people all across the world who are sort of gathered together by the internet who contract with one another to write a 50,000-word novel, start to finish, starting November 1st and ending November 30th. And I started it a few years back when I was in between jobs, and I'd always thought that I had a novel in me, but I'd never written anything long form at all. The longest thing I'd ever written was like a 20-page term paper, and that was like pulling teeth. So, I decided I had nothing better to do, so I figured, okay, I'll do that, and I succeeded in filling 50,000 words anyway in the month. The novel itself was very interesting, but not super awesome. And in fact, about halfway through that novel is when the seeds of Beautiful Red started to make themselves known in my mind. So, so that's when I decided, oh, that's the novel I should have written. So I wrote that one the following year. And did 50,000 words in November, and then spent the next year editing and refining and making it into what it is now. So, actually more than a year. But last year I did another one, and I should have been editing that this year, but instead I was putting together the Beautiful Red podcast and doing other stuff. So it's on the back burner, but it's still there. And I wasn't sure whether I was going to participate this year because I'm moving on to the boat. I've got the podcast going. There's lots of stuff happening with me right now. But then I got this idea for a novel, so there you go. So, starting November 1st, I'm going to be taking whatever spare time I have and trying to bang out 50,000 words of another novel, which is cool. And it shouldn't impact or have an impact on the Beautiful Red podcast, though, because knowing that I have these chunks of time where I'm quite busy, I've been recording in advance. I know that it's I'm peering out behind the curtain and you can see the little man inside now. I've been recording in advance, so everything for November that needs to be posted for November is already in the can. So worry not, you will still get your weekly dose of Beautiful Red while I'm busy bashing out the next one. So that's what's been going on with me. I hope everyone out there in podcast land is having a wonderful time. Hope you're still enjoying the novel. Definitely love to hear from you, whether you are or aren't, for that matter. Keep the comments and the emails pouring in. The phone number should be working. I should probably give it a call and make sure it doesn't die again like the other one. I'd love to hear from you, and keep on listening. Thanks very much. Talk to you later.